Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've chosen four audio clips from this week, Issues Etc. We're going to play them for you, and what we want you to do is listen carefully and then vote for the one that you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You don't have to like it. You don't have to love it. You might find it shocking. You might disagree with it. It's really one of those things where when you hear it, you say to yourself, I think I need to hear that again. That's an Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. We are coming to you live this Friday, August the 22nd. You can also vote by emailing us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. The call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE. And the in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We've already discussed this a little bit. On divorce pastors and the firing of Wilkin and Schwartz.
You can see this in any company or any sports team, wherever you want to go. There's always some form of hierarchy at work for the sake of the community or for the sake of the good. And at the end of the day, if the company's failing, unless you happen to work for a Lutheran radio station, it is the CEO that would normally be punished for the failure. And I hope that joke is appreciated.
No, it's deeply appreciated, yeah.
Yeah, good, okay. In the military as well, when something goes wrong in the field, even if it's not the commanding officer's fault, it's his fault, and he must take responsibility for that. And headship in marriage is not only just like that. In some ways, it's more like that because this is the head over the body. Pastors in the ministry who are caught off guard by what could be the most malicious possible divorce in the world. For me, if that were to happen, God forbid, nonetheless, for the sake of the church, that God's word might not be maligned by outsiders, I would need to resign from the ministry at that point.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week? If you think so, give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Stephen Hine on how church leaders are doing at defending pastors in their divine call.
I believe that they are very much in the needs improvement category these days. Without attempting to impugn any single individual, it just seems to me that this is going on all too often with either the district looking the other way and its officials not at all seeking to intervene in this kind of an event, or even in some instances, tragically, actually being a party to this.
So what other considerations are coming into play for those who ought to be defending the pastor in his office?
I think some of the biggest considerations has to do with money. There is no question that, particularly in the LCMS, there is a funds crunch that is going on now. And oftentimes there can be great temptation to support within turmoil in a congregation that particular side and party that seems closely attached to where the flow of money goes. It appears that the financial consideration often is trumping more faithful intervention on the basis simply of the truth of God's word and the integrity of the office to which men have been called.
That's soundbite number two. Should that be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Pastor Stephen Hine on how church leaders are doing at defending pastors in their defined call. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It's Senator Barack Obama speaking at Saddleback Saturday in response to the question on abortion.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, you know, is above my pay grade. I am pro-choice. I believe in Roe versus Wade, and I come to that conclusion not because I'm pro-abortion. If you believe that life begins at conception, then, and you are consistent in that belief, then I can't argue with you on that, because that is a core issue of faith for you.
Okay, there's soundbite number three, Senator Barack Obama answering Rick Warren's question on abortion, hedging his bets a little bit, it sounds like. Should it be the soundbite of the week? There's an example of you might disagree with him completely, but because it was such a remarkable soundbite, you want it to be the soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's the fourth and final soundbite for this week's audio. We want you to listen to it, and when it's done, get ready to call and play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's soundbite number four, Pastor Russell Twyman of Pray at the Pump, talking about the prayers, the gas prices, and what all of us need to do.
We've been all over the country praying, and God has really blessed us, and we've had wonderful success. God controls the oil. God controls everything in this world, and he's trying to tell us, you need to depend on me more. It's time for the Saudis to prove that they believe in the Holy Quran. Faith without works is dead. People need to carpool more. And because Americans are so overweight, it might not be too bad to walk more. We're calling on Jay Leno to join in with us.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-MYIE. Or email your vote for soundbite of the week to talkback at issuesetc.org. Here are the four. It's time to vote. The break's coming up, and it's a good time to call. Soundbite number one, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on divorced pastors and the firing of Wilkin and Schwartz. He got a little jab in there. Soundbite number two, Dr. Stephen Hine on how church leaders are doing at defending pastors in their calls. Soundbite number three, Senator Barack Obama at Saddleback answering a question about abortion or not answering, as the case may be. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Russell Twyman on his parachurch organization called Pay at the Pump. 1-877-623-MYIE. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Jamie Geyer, Kyle Mitzner, Sheila Sedlasik, Rosemary Mascarelli, Elizabeth Hanusa, David Wright, Pastor James Busher, David Landry, Rachel and Tim Seidenstricker, and Richard and Dixie Anderson. Thanks for your support.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
LCMS Inc. canceled this? You're listening to Issues Etc.
45 million lives lost. 45 million unborn children have been killed by abortion in this country since the legalization of abortion on January 22, 1973. It's a number that's difficult to comprehend. As Stalin, the Soviet mass murderer, once said, "A single death is a tragedy, but a million deaths is a statistic." American abortion has been at least seven times as deadly as the Holocaust. 3,600 human beings are killed each day by abortion. By the end of this announcement, one more person will have been aborted. 45 million people that might have been brothers or sisters, mothers or fathers, even friends and future spouses. A million deaths is not a statistic, it's a million tragedies. This has been a perspective on life from National Right to Life. For more information, visit our website at nrlc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Very little time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. You've heard them. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our call-in number 1-877-623-8384. my E Monday on the program, End Times Teaching. Oh, good, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger will be our guest of the White Horse Inn. Here's Tamara listening in Topeka, Kansas. She wants to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Tamara, welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to vote for Pastor Fisk, number one.
All right, and why?
One, I love the jab that he made for you and Jeff, but it really led me to think a lot about how sin has such a hold on this world that there's a lot of things, you know, it doesn't seem fair that he would have to resign if his wife left him, but that's the problem that we're in. That's why we need Christ, is this world is completely broken by sin.
Tamara, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Topeka. By the way, Tamara promised to stop by the studio sometime when she and her husband were floating through town. I'm still waiting for them to show up. I think it was Tamara who promised that. Steve's calling from St. Louis. Steve, welcome.
Hey, I'm going to vote for number three.
Number three, Obama, and why?
Because this is the most important question that the pro-choicers will refuse to answer, because they know the moment they step into this, every single one of their arguments falls apart.
And it was a great question, too, Steve, because it wasn't when does life begin, it's when does a baby get human rights?
Right, and it's not a theological question. It's not. It's a human question, and it's the same type of argument they used for slavery back in the 1800s.
Steve, thank you very much. Thanks for playing the Soundbite of the Week. All right, let's see. An email from John in Perrysburg, Ohio. The Barack Obama quote is my pick because it's so revealing. Let me make my little mark. He says, I wish there'd been an opportunity for Rick Warren to follow up asking, if you don't know when human rights begin, why would you want to err on the side of protecting? Why wouldn't you want to err on the side of protecting them from conception just in case? That's a great follow-up. That's a great follow-up. Thank you very much, John, in Ohio. This email comes from Kevin in Ohio. It says, I vote for number three, also Barack Obama, since it reveals so much about Barack Obama, says Kevin. David in Huntington, West Virginia, emails us as well. He says, definitely Obama. There's four votes for soundbite number three. He made his point of view crystal clear. The point of view is that biological, moral, and theological truth doesn't exist. Exactly the kind of person we want as our chief executive and commander-in-chief, right? A rhetorical question from Dave in West Virginia. David says, I vote for Obama's quote, it's egregious. That's brief. That's five votes for soundbite number three. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-MYIE or talkback at issuesetc.org. Dennis in Michigan says, my vote, soundbite number three. He says, the response of answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade, may well qualify as the soundbite of the election year. That's how it struck me, too. So there are six votes so far for soundbite number three, Barack Obama answering or refusing to answer the question on abortion because it's above his pay grade. One vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. The other two soundbite number two, Dr. Stephen Hine on how church leaders are abandoning pastors in their calls, and Russell Twyman of Pay at the Pump, soundbite number four. No votes so far there, but you can change that. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Mike in Illinois has emailed us as well. He says, Obama failing miserably to speak intelligently about what it means to be pro-choice or pro-life, you can't ride that fence and get anywhere. I assume that's a vote for soundbite number three. What about the rest of you? So far, Obama's carrying this thing away. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Barbara in Tennessee says, I think that the best was Barack Obama. It let us know that he's just about rhetoric. He beat around the bush and never really made a commitment about abortion either way. It really made him seem wishy-washy, in my opinion. I don't want him as my president, says Barbara in Tennessee. Thanks for listening and thanks for playing Soundbite of the Week, Barbara. See, the listeners here are demonstrating exactly what Soundbite of the Week is intended to be. A lot of people think, well, they have a soundbite in mind and we're supposed to guess what it is. No. You vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and you don't necessarily like to have to like what you hear. You may just find it a remarkable piece of fluff or a remarkable piece of something you disagree with. 1-877-623-MYIE. Email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org. Todd in Alexandria, Virginia, here's his vote. I vote for soundbite number 4. Oh, no, he says, while soundbite number 4 is a hoot, my vote is for number 3. While I'm still an Obama supporter, this explanation gives me pause, says Todd. I hope he has a chance to explain himself a bit better in the near future, or at least see the problems in the explanation he gave. I enjoy the show, and this is the first time I've been able to listen live. Keep up the good work, and thank you for listening out in Virginia, Todd. Appreciate that. This email comes from John in Oklahoma. I vote for soundbite number 1, mostly because it strikes so close to home, he says. It sounds as if the pastor's saying, I must bear the responsibility for my ex-wife's sins. I thought bearing sins was of others was Christ's job, not mine. I don't think Pastor Fisk ever said that anyone needs to bear anyone other's sins. But he's talking about the responsibility the head of the household has over the state of the marriage. And he's not saying that the pastor resigns because he's to blame, but he resigns. What did he say? He said the pastor, in his case, he believes he would have to resign because he does not want the word to be sullied before outsiders. Not because he bears the blame, not because he's being punished. It's about the integrity of the word and about the gospel not having any obstacle put in its way. Let's see. Susan in Mississippi says, Dr. Stephen Hine, that would be soundbite number 2, getting 1 vote. Pastors are being hung out to dry and in ways which would cause any member of their congregation to raise hell, should it happen to his or her job. The injustice alone, not even mindful of how it goes against our church policy, ought to make the stones cry out. Believe me, one day they will, Susan. Men who act as though there is no God and act as though they don't fear God, the stones will one day cry out. Christopher emails us. He says, number 3, that would be Barack Obama. And Susan says, this may be the only election Obama wins. And I'm assuming that's a vote for Barack Obama. That gives soundbite number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 votes. 2 for soundbite number 1 and 1 for soundbite number 2. Poor Russell Twyman, still praying that the gas prices come down. Doesn't have a vote yet. Still got a few minutes left in Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Albert in Costa Mesa, California says, I also vote for soundbite number 3. It is difficult to believe we got an answer from Obama that was so poorly thought out, but then again, I have never heard a single explanation for the pro-choice position that was well thought out. 12th vote for soundbite number 3. No one else is winning it today. Let's hear the winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, is above my pay grade. I am pro-choice. I believe in Roe versus Wade, and I come to that conclusion not because I'm pro-abortion. You know, if you believe that life begins at conception, then, and you are consistent in that belief, then I can't argue with you on that, because that is a core issue of faith for you.
All right, that's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Barack Obama, giving his answer, non-answer, to Rick Warren's question, when does a baby get human rights? I believe that breaks a record for single amount of votes for any individual soundbite, as long as we've been playing Soundbite of the Week, which has been, oh golly, at least 5-6 years. Thanks for playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. When we come back, hour 2 of Issues Etc. is straight ahead. Greg Smith of the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life is going to join us from Washington, D.C. You've heard about the new survey on religion's role in politics. Apparently, things have kind of flipped a little bit. Those who are wary of religion and politics are less wary than they have been in the past. And those who were comfortable with religion in politics are less comfortable than they have been in the past. In fact, now a majority of people who consider themselves religiously and socially conservative are less comfortable than they've ever been before. with their church or their church group or their parachurch organization, delving into matters that they consider to be political. We'll talk about it with Greg Smith, Senior Fellow at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, based in D.C., right after this break. And then Dr. H. Wayne House will join us. He's got a book called The Jesus Who Never Lived, Exposing the False Christs and Finding the Real Jesus. We'll find out how important it is that although people say Jesus, 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 and he's all over the place, how important it is that we know who this Jesus really is and not entertain some false notion, as many have throughout the history of the church, entertained a false notion about who Jesus is and therefore held fast to a false Christ, a Christ that does not save. Dr. H. Wayne House will be our guest on the other side of the break. Monday on the program, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger of the White Horse Inn will join us. We're going to talk about end times teachings, and Zarin Foster will join us to talk about feminism and abortion. When we come back, Hour 2, I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.